Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Karen Lopez and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No, thank you so much. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat,
or Republican, for sure. Oh.
Okay, thank you so much. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, the Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat very likely.
I am definitely going to vote.
Okay, thank you. Can you tell me what is your age?
I'll be 75.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, will you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think DeSantis is great. He's gotten us in the right direction.
Okay. And from the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? The public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining.
Yes.
Oh, this one.
Just pick one. Ew.
Yes, you.
Inflation and border, but I guess I'll go with inflation.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Here is the first one. Addie Owens. Do you have a very favorable opinion, a somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Not real favorable right now.
So somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Nan Cobb.
I don't really know her. I've got some things to read.
Okay. The next one is Ron DeSantis.
Love him. Great. Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you so much. The next one is Keith Farner.
Don't really know him that well.
Okay. Thank
Tree
you.
Tree Now. Was that Tree Now? What was the name again?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
What was the name again? Keith Tree Now?
No. Was that? Keith Farner.
Okay. I don't know him. If it was Tree Now, I have a favorable for him.
But no, it's Keith Farner. The next one is David Jordan.
Don't really know him much.
Okay.
I study before I go. I study everybody.
Oh, okay. And the next one is Mark Jordan.
Don't know too much about him.
Okay. And the next one is Anthony Sabatini.
Yeah, I like him. I've heard good about him.
So is very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. And the next one we have Donald Trump.
Love him. Very favorable.
Okay. And next we have Kerry Baker.
Don't really know him.
Okay. And next is Mike Levine.
Yes, favorable.
Okay. It's very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now, if the Republican in the Republican primary elections for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eddie Owens, Nan Cobb, Mike Levine, or Keith Farner?
Keith Farner.
Okay, thank you. And how would you say you are definitively voting or probably voting for Keith Farner?
Probably voting for him.
Okay. And from the same list of candidates, who will be your second choice in the Republican primary elections for Florida State House? Eddie Owens, Nan Cobb, or Mike Levine?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. It'd be between Levine or Owen. Probably Levine.
Levine.
I have to double-check what they stand for.
Oh, okay. So you don't have you don't really have a choice here?
No. I would go with Keith for now.
Okay. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Worse.
Oh, okay, got it. Generally speaking, which come closer to your opinion? First one says, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fighting for conservative principles. Or, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there's less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government.
Bipartisanship, but not tolerance. They shouldn't give up their moral standing for just to agree. Compromise is only good if you both, I am tired of the Republicans caving in to the Democrats for bipartisanship. So I don't know how you want to word that, but I get very tired of, oh, let's be bipartisan, but let's not let a Republican view be okay.
Okay, so you will say that bipartisanship can be a bad thing.
Probably.
Okay. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. Or, then the second one is, well, I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I am voting for Donald Trump. I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance provides that he is too old and not capable of being president. Or, Joe Biden's debate performance proves that he knew all along, that we knew all along. He has suffered mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool American people.
Yes.
The last one.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. And now, as you may be aware, the race for Lake Country property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate, so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November elections for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The first one says, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake Country, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filled as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them will have faced off in primary and Republicans will have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame? Or, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and being sued for this.
I have read a little on that, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. I know that it was kind of kinky when they did it, but I don't know. I think we should be able to vote for either one right now because at the time both qualified, and one with the pain and one with not. So I think we should be able to choose which one.
So you will choose the first option?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would you each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the elections for Florida State House? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well, okay? The first one is a candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis on his first campaign, and did not support President Trump in the primary. Are you much more likely to vote? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much more likely, or not? Most likely.
Less likely.
Okay, thank you. And a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Grenell and Gary Borders?
Yeah.
Is much more likely, somewhat more likely?
More likely.
More likely, thank you. And a candidate who has served on the East City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver from your community?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats?
Would you repeat, please?
Okay, of course. A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats. Are you much more likely to vote?
Less likely.
Less likely, okay, thank you. And the next one, we have a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
I don't think DeSantis is acting like a tyrant, so that would be negative for me.
Okay, so this have no effect on your decisions?
It would. I would not want one that thought he was a tyrant.
Okay, thank you. And the next one says, a candidate who had aligned patients on their home in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent?
I don't believe in grants, period. So that would be a negative.
Okay. And a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for the skyrocketing home insurance premiums?
Our insurance tripled. I wouldn't want it. Somebody who, that would be a negative.
Okay. And a candidate who says they are seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level?
Power at the local level is important.
Okay, so you will be much likely or somewhat more likely to vote for this candidate?
Probably more likely.
Okay. And a candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake Country and a lifelong conservative Republican?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be positive.
Okay, thank you. Then a candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress?
Yes.
Okay. And a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Then a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government?
I wouldn't like that. I think campaign money should be limited.
Okay, thank you. Then we have a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports business hiring illegal immigrants?
I don't think illegal immigrants should be hired if there are jobs.
Okay.
But I think they should go to Americans first.
Okay, so it will be somewhat less likely or most less likely?
Most likely.
Okay, thank
Americans
you.
Americans need the jobs.
Okay.
We shouldn't pay welfare if we've got jobs that need to be filled.
Okay, I got it. Then we have a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
No.
No, okay.
I can't pay more property taxes.
Okay. Then we have a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a college and refusing to pay for items purchased.
That would be a negative.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm very conservative.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College.
Oh, college, okay. And do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of... Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank you
so much. I'm sorry, I had a little difficulty hearing, but thank you. Bye.
Thank you.